WKRP Live with Cedric Miller has a desire to transport their listeners to a world of thought upon issues like Christian values, the appeal of Christianity, contracts with God, tenement stories, and so much more. Cedric Miller will be interviewing up-and-coming gospel artists, pastors and community leaders, and people just like you. We're going to figure out, together, what the heck is really going on in society today. It's an open forum, and call-ins are encouraged, so tune in and become a part of the discussion at the global table, where all points of view are considered.
Well, all right. We are here live today on WKRP Live. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. And I am C. Miller, your host for the day. And also, man, we have a great blessing here today. My guest co-host is none other than Dr. Bobby Jones. Yes, you heard it right. Dr. Bobby Jones is here with me, co-hosting the show. So, you know, today is going to be extremely blessed beyond measures. And our first guest we have coming on also will be Ms. Ann Nesby. But before I go into any more, I'd like to introduce the man of the hour, Dr. Bobby Jones. Dr. Jones, how are you doing today?
Mr. Cedric Miller, I am doing fine. It's Thursday afternoon, 12 noon here in the Central Standard Time Zone. And here we are talking about gospel music and other important issues as it relates to what it is that we do. So thank you for having me on with you, man.
Oh, man, no, thank you. It's truly a blessing. You know,
thank
it's
you.
Truly a blessing to have you here. And before I get started as well as going on, you know, I always love talking to you, and you're a great mentor as well. And I thank you for that, you know, having time to put up with such people as us. Always wanting to pull on you and just ask for advice. You know, I thank you for doing that as well.
You know? Well, I'm delighted that I can offer something back. Thank you, sir.
No problem at all. Well, we're going to see, like I said, Ann Nesby is on the show as well, and Zebulon Ellis. You all may remember him from Sunday's Best.
Of course.
He is on the show as well, and Miss Christabel Clack. She's a new artist, and she is, man, I listened to a worship song. She's an awesome psalmist, and today is just it's a blessed day, and I thank God for yet another day and another time for being here. And I pray that you listeners to have a wonderful week. And, you know, no matter what the circumstances might be, just remember God is able to do exceedingly abundant of all things we can ask or imagine, according to the power that works within us. So that being said, I'm going to ask my engineer, is our first guest, Ms. Ann Nesby, ready or... ask my engineer. Okay, without any further ado, we're going to have Ms. Ann Nesby on the line right now.
Oh, Ann is here?
Yes, she's here.
Yes, I am.
Well, hey, there, my friend.
Well, hello there. My good
Ann Nesby and Bobby Jones, we know how to do it together, Cedric.
Good to both of you and all of you on the line. God bless you all.
Yeah, and let me start by telling everybody about the first experience I had with the Holy Spirit dance, okay? That was way back. I was taping a show in Nashville, and what was the name of the group you sang with at the time?
Psalms 100,
okay. And so Ann sang this song, If I Had a Hammer, I'd Ring It in the Morning, or something like that. Anyway, it was so Pentecostal type that at the end of it, Ann went into the holy dance. And man, I thought it was the most fabulous thing that I had had on the show. And you didn't think about that because that was natural, right?
I just went into my natural flow. I felt it, and I let it go.
Yes, you did. I loved it. Isn't it interesting how I can remember something that far back that was pertinent to what we did with Bobby Jones' gospel? I found that very interesting. And then come along not too long, many, many years later, we did a CD project together, and where we had you on that one. And it's just been a great experience with Ann Nesby. Now, Cedric, what do you know about Ann?
Man, I am a follower of Miss Ann Nesby. Man, I remember her first Well, I can't say first songs, but I remember songs as well as I Believe in the Pow.
Well, you know, she was the main artist for the for that great group out of Minnesota. My God,
Sounds of Blackness, brother.
Sounds of Blackness, I mean, wonderful music, great inspirational songs that crossed over in many markets, and that made an indelible impression on all of those people who may have been interested in hearing gospel in the midst of it all. So I want to congratulate Sounds of Blackness for that, and using Ann Nesby as their primary lead singer in most of the songs.
Yes,
and Dr. Jones supported my career not only from the beginning with Psalms 100, but he followed me and kept me going, and he always supported me, even with the group Sounds of Blackness. And as God blessed me to be a solo artist, he was always there to support me and have me on the show, the Bobby Jones Show. And he was a great mentor in my life, even before I had the opportunity to come on with Psalms 100, because I would watch him even out of Nashville, and I would be encouraged and blessed, and my spiritual walk was always uplifted when I got a chance to tune in to Dr. Bobby Jones, and I'm so blessed to have had him as a mentor on this journey from Psalms 100 to Sounds of Blackness to having a solo career, and to have him praying for me and encouraging me and giving me advice along the way. God bless you, Dr. Jones. I just love you so much, and I'm so happy to have this opportunity to say that openly for those that didn't have a clue about it. And thank you, Cedric, for having me on.
And it's for life. Everything that I've done with you is for life and will do. And your solo career, we want you to continue to stay out front, because you have an unusual voice. And I think you were one of, you came along before Vanessa did, Vanessa Bell Armstrong. You all had that similar voice to Aretha Franklin's and any of those other artists that are well known throughout the world. And you still have it. I followed you when we did various conferences, and you appeared on those, and then in the plays that you've been in around America. You know, we came down to see you in the feature that came to Nashville. So, listen, lady, let me call you girl. I'm glad you're still around.
It's good to be around. God bless God for that.
Man, that is so. You see how Dr. Jones, you see, he gives you accolades. People, even I had to tell him. I mean, what he's done for the gospel music genre of bringing people that couldn't get in certain places. He had a door to open for those, and so you know that's such a great blessing.
Right. And I'm you doing it, Cedric.
Yeah,
I'm not on BET now. I gave them 35 years, and now at my age, it's time to move to help someone else, and that's what I'm doing. I've been on this network for 3 years. It's called the Impact Television Network, and many of the gospel artists are coming on, and our fans are moving over there. We come on every Saturday and Sunday at 1 o'clock on Impact TV. And it's in fact, I love it a little bit better than I did on BET shows, because of the freedom of allowing the artists to express themselves in a gospel mode. At BET, when we get to the end of a song and the Spirit come in, the song had to be cut off because we were on time situations.
Yes.
But now with the show that I have, it's back to where it was when Ann came to do it on the shows when I was producing shows in Nashville. So it's a great opportunity to continue to bring these artists on, like Miss Nesby was back then. And then, Ann, we are having the Gospel Industry Retreat again. And it's going to be in October in Nashville, Tennessee. And all the artists that have heard about it are calling saying, I'm coming. So most of the artists around America, the recording artists and then the new artists as well, will come for a three-day event built around the Dove Awards. And we're going to have business meetings. We're going to socialize with each other. We're going to praise God. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a wonderful reunion.
Absolutely. And I definitely was a part of that. before, and I always look forward to it because I knew there would be some great information for our growth as artists. And Dr. Jones would always have information about the industry, and we could look forward to meeting and greeting with other artists, mm-hmm. whether they were in our genre or in our field. We just had a great time meeting with God's people. And not only that, entertainment people that had business minds and record companies to be able to network. So this is a great time for young artists. Dr. Jones has always encouraged young artists in this way. So I am really excited, Dr. Jones, that you're going back to that retreat, because so many great artists came from your retreats. And I'm just excited about this.
Well, you know what? I wish I could hire you as my marketing manager.
Hey, you know what it is with me.
It's so substantive. You do that so well, Cedric. You really got a good on today. I'm delighted today. I'm adding this year. Okay.
Oh yes. Well, praise the Lord. You know,
yeah.
I am too.
Yeah.
And one other thing I want to add to that, Ms. Nancy. You did a song with one of I just love it, with Reverend Al Green, and that song just made, when I heard it, I was like, watch out now, put it on paper.
Yes, we had to bring the gospel in a groovy way.
We had to pull
on what the pastor was talking about, shacking up. And we had to talk about it. You know how the Word of God says you have to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And you know you can't always be preachy to people, but with love and kindness, you have to draw them to what the Word of God wants us
to do.
Come
on now.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, by the way, Al Green is one of my favorites. I tell you, he and Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Even though they sing mainstream music, but they both use gospel music as a part of their platform.
Amen.
Absolutely.
That's so true. They do.
That's the reason why I was so delighted to be able to sing with Reverend Al Green. He'd been one of the people that I'd listened to in the music industry, even before he started singing mainstream. My father, who's been a pastor for 45 years, we will celebrate his anniversary in June in Rockford, Illinois, Pastor Bennett. He was a fan of Reverend Al Green as a quartet singer. My father was a quartet singer, so I was introduced to Al Green early on, singing quartet music.
The dad was a quartet?
And Aretha Franklin, early on, listening to Reverend Franklin, and then hearing Aretha as a young girl singing and playing, it's what encouraged me to do the same thing. So I, like Dr. Jones, am definitely a fan of Reverend Al Green and Aretha Franklin, learning and drawing from both of those artists to be able to go across and mentor and sing to people on the mainstream level, keeping my Christianity intact.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
I just thank God for that.
And you know what? It was always known that you were keeping your Christianity intact, and I think that was so important. Sometimes some of our people who are practicing Christianity miss the boat when they try to make their observations from a different direction.
Yes.
But when it's very obvious that you love God and that you always praise
God.
Him and give him credit, that most of us were able to follow that, it's just like you never did it. It doesn't matter. You know, and then you never did anything that was extremely questionable either, you understand. So that kept you in good lines with all of us. That's why we love you, Aunt Nesby.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan. I'm truly a fan. I'm like, I got to get Ann on the show.
Thank you, Brother Cedric. I appreciate you.
Oh, yes, man. I appreciate you and what you're doing and with the music genre, with the gospel. I just appreciate you. I love your songs and It's just totally soothing. And as a matter of fact, since I'm talking so much about it, right now we're going to go to the commercial break. And as we go to one, we're going to hear Miss Ann Nesby right now.
All right.
Dr. Holloway and Dr. Gillis Payne, alongside pediatric nurse practitioner Coretta Pithers, welcome you to their new location at 7006 Fulton Court, 36117 in Montgomery, Alabama. A truly trusted pediatric staff who cares about children and their health. Business hours are Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5, Friday through Saturday from 8 to 12. For appointments, please call 334-244-7209. And also visit us on the web at ph.pediatric.net. And all walk-ins are welcome.
Jamesia is singing with Sounds of Blackness in my stead, where I used to travel and lead for the group. And she's singing, and of course, she's still doing theater as well. She followed me into the theater doing Donald Lawrence theater shows and singing for Donald Lawrence, and then from there on to doing theater with Tyler Perry. And she came with her own career, of course. And then she had a daughter, and now her daughter is singing and went on to do American Idol fifth season and went to fifth place in American Idol. Jamesia is my daughter. And then Paris Bennett was on American Idol. So I really praise God that my children decided to follow me in to the industry. But of course, you know, I was praying because I wanted them to be sure that this was the career that they wanted. And I tried to convince them that it was not just an easy step. And I also pray that God would allow me to let them shine on their own, and that they would go on and not try to step in on what I've done, but to be able to establish themselves in the industry. That's why I'm really proud that Jamecia has been able to step in. As Gary Hines, the director of Sounds of Blackness, always stated, that he would have a youth, the youth that were there, our children sitting there in our rehearsals, that one day they would take over. And with Jamecia, God has had not brought forth an opportunity to have those children in our stead working on stage as we were with Sounds of Blackness.
Mm-hmm. That's a great blessing. And I was going to ask you, too, about your theater. I've watched some of the plays and everything. You know, I said, go ahead now. you do it all now, don't you?
Well, I've been blessed, and I thank God, and I don't take anything for granted. And I'm actually working on a play called Put It On Paper, getting ready to sign a new deal. I'm not at an advantage to be able to discuss it right now, but I'm putting out a new project coming this year.
I'm very excited.
And Dr.
Jones,
I'm definitely going to be talking to you real soon.
Well, you just do whatever you want to with me, baby. You got me.
And don't forget about me
Brother Cedric, you know I'm not going to forget about you, because I'm going to need you too.
Man, I want you.
We all need each other.
Well, I think it's interesting now, the direction that gospel music is taking. You know, time brings about a change in many situations in our lives, you know? So we're now in 2017 and going into 18 in a few months. Time moves so quickly. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, Cedric, that you have noticed the differences in what's happening with even radio programs that feature gospel music and the sales of gospel music and the positioning now with this music and what's happening that's turning it all around. I'd like to hear from both of you what you think of this, these changes that are happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, my take on it is because, like we were discussing, Dr. Jones, about with BET and different other affiliates, you know, and they're wanting to stop a lot of gospel programs and just go, I guess, basically with different things, because I don't know, is it they're feeling like the gospel programs aren't advancing as much? I don't know, but I feel like this, you know, if gospel has been around, especially with the programs that you started, you know, on Long Beach, long time, and now that BET, I don't know whether it being bought by other entity had something to do with it or what. But now it's like they've changed totally from a lot of formats, not just BET, but a lot of people. And I heard DJ Hatton, he was saying that even with Sony, just talking about how they were starting to cut out, which I didn't know, a gospel brand that they were going to have a label. And I think times are now they're detrimental, and the Bible is fulfilling, you know. But I thank God for you that usher in people to come to your program. Come. If they won't receive you, come to mine. You know, and that's a blessing for you as well.
Yes,
you know, because you retired from one, and you're still there, you know. Go ahead, Miss Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you look at the times, and like you said, the Bible fulfills itself. And we have to look at our the world as it is. They're not trying to hear the word of God so much these days. And the other bad thing that I feel like in the gospel community, I don't know if we support each other and gospel music as much as we really could. For instance, and buying recording and but you have that in a lot of the genres where they bootleg, and we just don't support the way we really should, and we have kind of like a clique in our midst. But the word of God is the word of God, and if it's gospel, we should be supporting it all. Mm-hmm. And encouraging one another. to get the word across, because it's not about that one self artist, but it is about kingdom building. Mm-hmm. And if the word is going forth, then it should be yes and amen, and not clothesline shopping for that great artist, whether I like them or not, or it should be about the truth. And we have to be careful in knowing that the industry is not, I mean, the record companies, they're doing what they're doing, and we know it's been a great change. But we've got to come together, and that's one of the reasons why I'm really happy for Dr. Jones, because I know it'll be an opportunity for us to come together and figure out exactly what we have to do to continue to get this gospel message across with our musicians and our singers, and likewise with the James Cleveland Gospel Music Association that's going to be here in Atlanta in July, the forums that we have to come together and realize what we have to do is come together and be on one accord, because the word of God is one source. So we've got to come together and be one source and one power to say that gospel music, as they say, matters.
Mm-hmm.
And once we come to that agreement, then we'll be a force unstoppable, because we have great singers and they have not stopped being groomed, but we've got to come up and be about a way to get them all heard, because the message is what is important.
Well, you know, I wish you and Cedric could come to the industry retreat, because what you have expressed is so vivid in the situation that we're in today. That was profound, and I agree with everything both of you had to say. And that is the reason why I decided, okay, I will do another retreat, because it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at what's happening with the Internet, now you can buy singles for 99 cents from the Internet.
Yes.
Of course people would rather do that than to buy $15 or $16 for a CD out of the store.
Yes.
So that's effective, and we have to find out ways how we can still do what we need to do. So, guys, I don't know what you know what your schedules look like, but you need to come and speak those words to us, because that's what I promote.
Amen.
Well, you know, I'd love to be there.
It's October, so if I get your information, I will make the invitation for both of you to come to this affair.
Absolutely.
I had a call from Sheila Bell, and a few minutes ago from Lisa Collins, and I was telling Cedric about what Lisa Collins' contribution was, and she's, Dr. Jones, I'm booking my hotel today. Okay. Lisa Collins is one of the foremost writers for Billboard magazine that kept our music alive for many years, and now she does LA Focus, which is a great Christian newspaper that she does there.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
She does the magazine, you know, the Gospel Industry Roundup, that magazine that we call the Bible. She produces that for us every year. So we're speaking to people, Vicki McLaughlin and Yolanda Adams and Vicki Winans and all of those who are so excited about returning to do this. So what your words were quality. Thank you.
Awesome. And Miss Nesby, I am truly, like I said, man, I'm a fan of your music. I know a lot of people are, and I inspire you to keep doing what God has called you to do. There are no limits, I see, in your God-gifted talent, your singing ability, and your theatrical ability. So I just pray that God would truly bless. And on our way out right now, because time is limited, well, I'm going to play the last song from you. And Ms. Nesby, is there anything you would want to tell anyone else right now before we have to go?
Right now? The thing I would like to say is continue to be faithful and trust God, because trust is definitely what we need in these times. And know that don't worry about what the world looks like, because we're in Goshen. And God is in control of our lives. He's in control of our music. And whatever God says, that's what it's going to be. And thank you so much, Cedric. And thank you, Dr. Jones, and to all the fans. and the saints of God that are listening and that have been supportive to us in this industry.
Hey, all right. Thank you so much, dear.
And I want to have you back. I want you to come back. And I'm good. And thank you, Tim, so much for arranging it. Okay, thank you so much. And right now we're going to lead off with one of her songs, and we'll be back with our other guest, Zebulon Ellis.
Came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southview Worship Center, 141 Hainesville Plaza, Hainesville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
All right, and we're back with WKRP Live, and my great co-host, Mr. Bobby Jones, and Mr. Zebulon Ellis. I'm sorry, about to mess up your name. Zebulon Ellis from Sunny.
It's all right. David is my middle name. It's okay. David is.
Oh, go ahead now.
Yeah, look at you.
That's
my middle name. So it's all right. It's all good. It's all in the name.
Oh, yeah. So when you look at the school, did they call you Zebulon?
Zebulon, yes, sir. Zebulon. Some people call me Zeb. You know, most people call me Zeb for short.
Okay.
Yeah, Zeb.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have a unique name and a unique voice and a very anointed voice. And I am so astonished when you get ready to perform and how you do it, man.
Wow.
Who is this nigga here? More people need to hear you.
I remember back when we were in Cincinnati at Tracy Artists' I Hear Music Conference in Cincinnati, and we went up to the hospitality suite. It was me, you, the three Chrises, and Vicky Winans, and I sat and played and sang a song for you by Donnie Hathaway. I was so nervous because I was sitting in front of the Dr. Bobby Jones. So, and you were encouraging me. Oh, Lord, my hands were shaking. Well, thanks be to God.
You made a great, indelible impression on us, I tell you that.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you
so
much.
Yeah, what did a Sunday Best do for you?
You know what, Sunday Best, it just opened up another room because we were already ministering. We were already doing it at church. I was a minister of music in my father's church then and my grandfather's church. And then I went to do Pastor E. Dewey Smith's. I was one of the worship leaders there. And so it just opened up another field for us to have a broader audience to tell people about Jesus Christ. And I'm just grateful for that opportunity. You know, it wasn't about winning the show. Even though I'm the runner up, I still got exactly what God had for me. So, you know, it was perfect time. Yes, sir. It was perfect timing. It was perfect energy. It was the perfect setup for God to do what he wanted to do. And he's still getting the glory.
Now, you see, that's the thinking that needs to go out. A lot of the young people, they look at it as a competitive situation. How can you compete with God's music? You can't do that.
There you go.
Come on.
There you go.
No,
it's not a competition.
No. God wouldn't stand for that. He likes presentations, but not competition. My goodness. You can't tell it no better than I can tell it when it talks about Jesus. I don't care how good
you
are.
Testify.
They go to these award shows and they, oh, I should have wondered who got it better. No. Whatever you say about Jesus takes the same place. You know, no segregation here. Get out of it if you don't understand it. No segregation when it comes to delivering the Lord. Amen?
That's right.
You're preaching now, doctor.
Yeah. Come on, doctor.
on, Dr. Jones.
Nothing wrong with that, Dr. Jones. That's so much.
Absolutely.
That is so true. And
that's Devil, really.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, and Dr. Jones, right, man, I listen to your music and your sound, and it's like you have you minister in your music, and that's so, man, that's so great, man. It's a breakthrough. And I love, like,
yes, sir.
When I heard that song, I'm like, wow. I mean, I tell you, at first when I heard it, I'm like, who is this? And producer, manager, Mr. G. Lawrence, man.
Uncle
awesome,
G,
man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Uncle G, man.
Yes, sir. And
I'm like, wow, I got to have him on. I mean, I got to get him. He's like, all right, man. I'm thankful so much to you, Uncle G. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Uncle G. Shout out to Uncle G. No, I appreciate the opportunity, man. But, you know, the whole purpose of kingdom building is for people to get their breakthrough, you know, and that's just the message that we're putting out in the earth right now. There's so many people, so many situations that need a breakthrough. Our country is in need of a breakthrough. Our nation is in need of a breakthrough. But personally, people's households are in need of a breakthrough. And so that's what we're thinking about. But not only are we thinking about what we're going through, that's not where we want to stay. We also want to think about how God is bringing us out. My grandfather used to say, you're either going in, you're in the middle of something, or you're on your way out. And so I just want to encourage people. Come on. It's one of three places. It's one of three statuses.
Right.
So I just want to get people ready for that next place in their life. And if you're getting ready to go in, you just got to get in that word. It is our armor. And so just get in that word. Get on those knees and pray. And that's
all
what
right.
it will do. Seek my face. Turn from those wicked ways. Then he'll hear from heaven. And then he'll, you know, forgive our sins. Come on and heal our land. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the breakthrough. And I believe God's getting ready to do it in a greater fashion.
Amen. I do. I do as well. And since we're talking about a breakthrough, we're going to go to your song right now, The Breakthrough. And listen to it. And we'll be right back.
Well, David, I'm going to have to leave you. And I love you. And I want to see you at the retreat.
Okay. And Dr. Bobby Jones, thank you so much for being with us today and taking out your time. But we truly enjoyed it.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. We love you.
All right. You want me to call you David?
That'll work. David, there. That'll work. You call me David, I will answer.
Okay, then. Cedric just caught on.
See you there.
I'll be in touch, Bobby. You have a blessing.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, right now, we're going to go through the song Breakthrough. We'll be right back.
Well, sometimes I forget that you're all I need until I realize you're all I've got. So while I'm going through this, remind me you're able to give me breakthrough.
Breakthrough. Breakthrough. And my faith is in you, God.
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. He is a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
All right. We're back with WKRP Live with my special guest, Mr. Zebulon Ellis. And, man, that breakthrough, man, you ministered that song.
Oh,
you hear me?
Praise God, man. I appreciate that. You know, it's funny because when we first put the EP out, when we first put this out, it wasn't originally on there. We did the CD release, the EP release concert, and we did Breakthrough at the concert. And everybody came up to me afterwards saying, we love your EP, but where is that song, Breakthrough? Where is that? Why is that not on there? I mean, people were beating me down on Facebook like, you have got to be crazy not to put that on there. You've got to have it on there. So we put that on there. And I'm telling you, in the studio, it broke us down because people, in the group, were going through a couple things. And it just encouraged us right there in that moment as we were, you know, recording it. So I'm just glad that it translates and the spirit of that transfers
out into the airwaves. I appreciate that so much.
Okay, so you were basically saying you were holding out the best for the last.
Well, listen, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
We appreciate the other songs. Yeah, we had to go and get that. So, you know, that God does things strategically. You know, he's wise and strategic. Sometimes he wants to surprise us.
That's right. And you know what?
Yeah,
maybe it wasn't meant to be, like you said, in that, because right then somebody was going through something that needed to hear that right then live when you were there ministering and singing that song, you know?
Absolutely.
So, you know,
absolutely.
God does work things. You're right. That's how he works.
Yeah.
But, man, totally,
wise and
totally awesome. Totally awesome, man. So, well, tell the people about how can they get your CD or your website and everything that you're doing right now.
Absolutely. So right now, I'm on all social media. Everything is Zebulon Ellis on social media, except for Periscope. Of course, I'm not really on Periscope that much, but when I am, it's Dev on Periscope. Every once in a while, I do that. But, you know, now we have Facebook and Twitter Live, so you can go on there and do live stuff. But Zebulon Ellis, Zebulon Ellis. And you can reach me there. If for booking, it's Tanya James. It's Tanya, T-A. NYA at themasterplan.biz, B-I-Z.
Okay.
And we're looking forward to come and sharing at different churches, various markets. You know, let me know where I can come and, you know, sing for you. Whatever y'all having. Y'all having a fish fry at the church, I'll come sing. And let's enjoy Jesus together.
Amen. You know what, Zebulon? I tried to send you a friend request on the Facebook. Man, you are swamped. They say you can't get any more friend requests.
I'm still trying to fix that up. What they told me was I have to create a fan page because that'll let me have up to 10,000 instead of 5,000.
Yeah.
So I'm still working on making the fan page even greater than it is right now. We just kind of started the fan page. So if you can't get me on the regular one, then send me a request on the fan page. That's the one I'm in the pink shirt, and I'll respond on that one as well. But yes, sir.
Man, that is so,
yes, sir.
That,
we're
that
trying
is
to
so
reach
awesome,
everybody.
Man. That is so
thank
awesome,
you, sir.
Man. If there's any encouraging words before I have to let you go right now, because our other guest is waiting, what would you tell somebody that's been striving and trying to do what you're doing? It seems like doors are not opening and it seems like they can't get in. What would you tell them?
Wow.
You know?
It's so funny. I just had that conversation with someone yesterday. The issue is, and I'm going to share this and be as polite about it as possible. Too many of us get wrapped up in industry instead of ministry. When have decided to do ministry and God has blessed our ministry, he will handle the industry. And he will show you when it's time to sign whatever papers you need to sign. He will show you whatever it is. You need to, whatever doors you need to walk through, because every door is not for every person. Every industry event is not for every person. My suggestion is you find out what God has told you to do. You figure that thing out and you make that presentation. And what you do is you lead at your local church. You get in the choir and you get on the praise team and you lead where you're supposed to be. And then also put together a presentation and put it on as many platforms as you possibly can locally. And then when the national opportunity comes up, you be ready and you be prepared with your presentation. I remember when I was first doing my EP Lift, which is available on iTunes. Let me just shameless plug that in there right now. But when I was starting my EP, I was concerned that it wouldn't get the attention that it needed. And then as soon as I started doing stuff with it, then Sunday Best came back around. God gave me the platform to say, here, I'm going to put you out here. Have something ready when it's time. So I had started the EP, and then God just flourished in another capacity, and I was ready. So when God puts something on your heart, you handle that. He'll handle what platform it's supposed to be on. And just stay encouraged, stay in prayer, stay in your word, and stay ready, and God will put you before great men at his time.
Amen. Amen. That's so awesome.
Yes,
and I thank you so much for coming on the show, Zebulon. Man, I wish you much success in your ministry and your
thank
God
you for having me.
your recordings, man. And you got to come back, and I want you to come back again, man.
Yes, sir.
Talk and,
yes, sir.
Yeah, because, man, you're great, encouraging, and minister to the body of Christ. And you keep letting this be for me. And I thank you so much for your time. And hey, you be blessed, man. And now, our other guest for today is Miss Christabel Clack. Christabel, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am, man, today has been such a blessing, a blessed show today. You know, when the devil starts messing, God is truly a blessing. My dear, God is up to something. Yes.
Amen.
Man. Christabel, I want you to tell, you're an artist, I want you to tell the people something about yourself. And I know that you were brought up in a home, because Isabel Davis is your sister, which a lot of people might not know or may know. Yeah, man, what a great song to call. The man, she truly blessed us when she was on the show. And I was listening to a song from you as well, and I'm like, man, there was such an anointing and worship in me. You know, God has truly blessed you all with such a great gifted anointing, you know, that you all have on your life. And I want you to go ahead and tell people about yourself and where you're from, and just let our listeners know that may not know it. Go ahead, Christabel.
Well, my name is Christabel Clack. I am married for 11 years. I have three beautiful children, six. And we are from San Antonio, Texas, and just recently, as last week, we went to Olive Branch, Mississippi, because we just really felt strongly that God called us to start a work in Memphis, Tennessee. So we will be launching a church called All Nations Worship Assembly Memphis. And but I've been singing my entire life. I grew up, of course, like you said, in a singing household. My siblings and I, we sang at every local event you could think of, weddings, funerals, Martin Luther King March, you know, everything.
Okay.
So, you know, I developed a love for not for people's applause, but just for God's presence. And that And that I just really began to just long for God's presence and just to worship. And so that's kind of where, you know, who I am now and what I love to do. I became a worship leader probably when I was about 15. I started leading out, and it wasn't until I probably was married where I actually started leading like on my own and doing more and more stuff. I was on American Idol in 2013, season 12, and that really opened up like a huge door for me. And not that it was, I was trying to be, I never went on the show hoping to be an idol or a star. That was not my goal. I didn't even want to go on the show, but I really felt strongly that Holy Spirit was leading me. And it was in that process that he really began to show me who I was and what he wanted to do with me. And a lot of fear began to break off of me because I never wanted to sing on my own. I always leaned on my siblings. I always leaned on whoever was leading worship, you know, and I was comfortable. And I think I had just gotten into a comfort zone. And God was kind of like, snap out of it. There's so much more than that, you know. And so he really used American Idol to spark that, to put me on a new, whole new platform and start Christabel Clack in my own ministry.
Awesome. And without further ado, I want the people to listen to a song of yours. And right now we're going to be listening to Miss Christabel Clack. And we'll be right back.
Like a bomb broken open with oil flowing at your feet, and like the tears.
We're back, WKRP Live, and That was Miss Christabel Clack. Awesome song, Christabel. Awesome.
Thank you so much. I just wanted people to be able to hear a part of my heart. Worship is my heart and my passion. And that's my desire, is to just pour everything out for him, for everything that he's done for me. So that is what I pray would convey, and that people would feel through it.
That is so, that's such a blessing. And let people know, how would they follow you, get in contact with you for the hear your music, get your music or whatever? Let them know.
Yes. My website is relaunching, crystabelclack.com. So you can find on that. If you have any information on booking, info@crystabelclack.com. You can follow me on most social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope. It's Christabel Clack. And then on Facebook, it is also Christabel Clack. So everything across the board is the same. So you can search me on YouTube. You can search me anywhere under Christabel Clack and find me.
Awesome. You know, and again, I just listened to how God, you know, today has just been a blessed day, how God has been, you know, even though in life people go through different things, but God is still using you, you know?
Absolutely.
And that is awesome. And even Zebulon and you know, no matter what we go through in life, God is still using us all for his glory. And sometimes
Amen.
when the enemy tries to come in, God said God will lift up a standard. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he lifts up a standard. So that is truly so blessing about how you keep on letting Jesus lead you and be the center of your life. And I know that you're going to have an awesome, man, God is going to blow you up, you know, because that anointing, as well as with your sister as well, you know, it's in the family.
Amen.
And I pray for your ministry. Yeah. And I pray for your ministry, and you just got that God blesses it. And, you know, and you keep doing what God has called you to do. And by the way, is there anything you would like to say to someone who's coming out wanting to do as you, be an artist? And, you know, like I asked Zebulon, what would you tell a young lady or someone about how God brought you through and still, you know, taking you through as being an artist and different things? Go ahead, minister to the, talk to the people.
I think that, you know, when you delight yourself in God, he'll give you the desires of your heart. And the word says that if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. So I believe when you stay in the place that God has called you to, for me, it was, I never desired to be an artist. That was not my passion. My passion was just running after God and his presence. And I believe that in that, and I was serving, you know, like Zebulon said, I like what he said, serve in your local church. You know, don't get so hungry for the stage and for the, you know, for the applause that you forget why you're even doing it. I believe that your gift will make room for you. So as you just begin to press into God, he'll begin to open doors, and he'll begin to send people your way that you need. He'll send you the right connections. But I think the main thing is the main thing, and that is Jesus Christ, and that is God's presence. And when we seek him, we'll find him, and he'll launch us further than we ever could launch ourselves. So I think that if we just stay before God and ask him for direction. I believe that, you know, the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth, and his Spirit will tell you who to connect with, who to disconnect from, where to go, what to do. And I think it's important that if we just stay close to God, he'll tell us what to do, and he'll give us the direction that we need for our lives.
Amen. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. And I thank you so much for taking our time and being on WKRP Live. And we're about to end the show, but I'm just praying to everyone on the show, man, I thank you all so much for coming. Even my guest co-host, Dr.
Thank
Bobby
you. Yeah, thanks for
thank
having
you
me.
So much.
I'm honored.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no problem at all. I thank you so much, and you be blessed. And from WKRP Live, this is Cedric Miller signing off and saying to all, have a blessed day.